Blog Talk Radio. The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday and Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. She's available now to answer your question on this broadcast. Please unblock your phone number, focus on a specific question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning, happy Sunday, welcome to you all. So, little heads up, I was featured in the Las Vegas Review-Journal with a number of other psychic readers in Las Vegas, and one of the things they asked me was who was going to be in and then win the Super Bowl. So I'm about halfway there. I predicted that the Cardinals would beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. So yesterday, the Patriots won. Yesterday, the Cardinals won. So though I'm not saying go, you know, bet the farm on my prediction, I'm just letting you know that we're halfway there, which is kind of cool. Anyway, I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the 256 area code. Hello, 256. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
My name is Michael Ford.
Okay, there's a huge echo on your phone, so you must have your computer up.
Yeah, is there still an echo?
Oh, that's much better. Okay, so what's your question for me today?
I guess on love, like, right now.
Okay, let me see what the cards want to tell you. All right, so what they're saying here is that the way... Oh, wow, that's interesting. It's saying that you meet the person of your dreams by a coincidental series of meetings. So it's somebody you run into, I don't know, grocery store, out at... not at a club. I'm actually seeing it something during the day that you meet this person. And what's interesting is that it feels like this person could be your best friend right from the beginning, which is what I like. And what's even more interesting is that he's in kind of a stressful job like you are, and that it might be at the grocery store, it might be because you take up a exercise activity and you meet him there, but it's saying that everything about him makes your intuition really rise up, and it's this... Go ahead.
You said him. I'm sorry, but I'm not a homosexual. Like, no offense to that, but...
Okay, then what I... Okay, because what I'm getting here is that there is a man that either you become really good friends with and then he introduces you to somebody, but it's saying that the first step to this is a man. So
okay,
it's going to be either a friend that introduces, because what I'm getting is a very strong man influence in your cards that facilitates you meeting somebody that's awesome. And remember how I said it starts out as this feeling of being this person's best friend? And it is this person that introduces you to love.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, because what I'm getting here is that you have these cards that talk about that the more coincidental the meeting is, the more important it is for you. So are you on any kind of extracurricular sports team or anything like that right now?
No, I mean, I'm in FBLA. I play chess, and that's about it.
Okay. It could be through, okay, so what I'm getting is that the more that you connect with people, specifically there's a man that introduces you to a lovely person, but first you're really best friends with this guy. So I would find a way of expanding your activity. So since you're good at chess, you're also probably good at math. I don't know if there's any future cities competitions where you live, where the engineering community gets together and they work with the kids in school about building a future city. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. But it's saying that the more you get involved with how smart you are, and that there's a man that actually introduces you to a lovely young woman. But it starts by being this man's friend first. Because it's interesting, because right now the only person showing up in your cards is a man. And what it's saying is that you may meet this man because you decide that you want to be an intern at his company, or you meet him through some sort of smart social group of some sort. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then he might introduce you to his daughter or to a friend of his that, you know, because I don't think that this man is actually looking for romance, because he's already married or in a serious relationship. So it might be her girlfriend. But it's saying that everything else about what's going on with you is going great. The only thing that you'd really like to add to your life is romance.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever thought about, and I'm gonna throw this at you, have you ever thought about taking up golf?
Yes.
Because what I'm getting here is that if you decide to take up golf and decide to take up golf group lessons where there are ladies involved, that might be also a good way for you to meet somebody, because it's saying that it's going to be through coincidence that you meet her.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 415 area code. Hello, 415.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Oh, hi, Jessica. What's your question?
I wanted to know what was coming up for career. There's three different areas that I work in.
Wow. Well, you know, the gift of being good at lots of things is that you're good at lots of things. The challenge of being good at lots of things is that it's hard for you to decide on one. All right? So what?
Well, I'm moving all of them forward, so we'll see what.
Okay, well,
comes
up. That's good. I'm just telling you what the cards are saying here is that you want to take the one that makes you not worry about money.
Okay, so then that's work building up my healing practice. So I guess anything you could share with that?
Well, what it's saying here is that there's a big leap in trust moving forward for you, and that it feels as though 2015 was kind of an unfair year to you financially, that the money didn't come to you, or you were worried about money in some way in 2015, which is why I'm suggesting that you take the path that makes you not worry about money, Jessica. Because there's a big leap in a new direction for you, and it's saying that whatever you can most trust that will give you an ongoing income stream is what you should do. But I'm going to tell you something else that's in your cards that you didn't ask about, is that there is a dark-haired, dark-eyed man around you that is going to be incredibly important to you in 2016. Do you already recognize him?
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, he's got dark hair and dark eyes. There's a real real calming mojo about this guy. Dark hair, dark eyes, kind of a big man. Somebody that things don't rattle him very easily. It's hard for me to describe, but he's somebody that you might even admire in sort of the spiritual circles of things, because there's something about him that calms you.
That sounds good.
Well, yeah, he's coming up this year, so keep an eye out for him. Actually, you really don't even have to keep an eye out. He's just going to be there. I mean, you don't really have to do anything special to meet him. You're just going to meet him.
Mm. Yeah, the finances, I feel like if I built up my healing practice, then that would be steady money for me. But it's
right.
about stepping into that place of, I've been working through getting over the illusion that that is hard for me to attract clients, and because it's been going on for a long time.
Right.
That I've been without clients on a regular basis. So
right.
That I think is where a little bit of the struggle is, as far as, okay, let's just get it started, and I want to be able to relax and just settle in to a routine.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know as well as I do that when you're not worried about money, it just seems to come to you. Right?
It's right.
Just,
mm-hmm.
When you're not worried about it. And it's interesting because you've been so close to that flow. You've been so close to making that happen. And then there's a part of you, the analytical side, because you're also pretty smart on the analytical side of things, your analytical side beats up your intuitive side.
Yes.
So, and that's not your imagination. It just happens. So the thing is and the way, I'll give you the secret of my success right now, right here.
Okay,
people
thank
that are
you.
Meant, the people that are meant to find me will find me. And when I relax into that energy, that the people are, that are meant to find me will find me, then what happens is that's exactly what starts to happen. Now, one of the things you might want to do is take your healing business to something more of a specialty.
Right, I just did that. I just made that transition.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah,
well,
thank
then
you.
I have nothing to worry about with you. It's just we need to relax.
I need to relax. Yes, I have been telling myself exactly what you said, but I think I need to stay in that energy for longer, because right. My mind will say, oh, no.
Yeah, you need to stay in that energy as much as you can. And you realize that the most important thing in the whole planet is awareness, is getting to the point of being aware of what mojo is going on around you. I'm going to give you a little something to do. I don't know if you've heard me tell people on the radio before about doing this, but since you're looking to build your business this year, especially this year, so that you can analytically give yourself permission to really fly with this, is that one of the things I suggest people to do, have you ever read anything by Dr. Emoto, the Japanese scientist that did studies on water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I know.
I've taken that to an idea that's the next step, and that's where you take bottles of distilled water and you write your intention on the outside of the bottle of water. So in your case, I like the words true, as in true detective, place, as in park place, success. That you actually write those three words, true, place, success, on the outside of the bottles of water. And then you write down five things that look like success for you on an index card. You place the index card under the first bottle of water and you let it sit for 24 hours. And then every morning you take a glass of water from that and drink it. We are 75% water in our bodies. So when you drink that now supercharged water, it vibrates all of the water, in other words, your whole essence, to that vibration.
Interesting. Okay, I'll do that. I take that
now,
on.
Here's the cool thing about it. It only costs you $3.
Right,
that
which is
three,
awesome.
Those three bottles of distilled water, you know, generic brand, $3. Okay? So here's the thing. As you get halfway through the first jug, place the card under the second jug, the one that has the five things that look like success for you. Okay? And then as you finish the second jug, go buy yourself two more jugs of water. You keep doing this. Just keep doing it. That every morning is that glass of true place success water. Because it will make you unconsciously aware of opportunities to earn money.
Okay. I love that.
All right.
Can you just tell me what that place, I know you said park place, but what does that place mean exactly?
Well, you can use the word true environment success.
Oh, okay.
So in other words, what you're doing, or you can even say, if you go vibrational success, that may or may not cover it all. But here's the thing, is that the reason I have you use the word true is that you were born, every single person that's listening to this program is born, every single person in the world has certain qualities that they came into this lifetime with. And that aligning those qualities with the perfect way to earn income is what I call true place success. Is that all of your mojo gets to go into one place where it's mutually and interdependently rewarded.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. I love the exercise.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, see ya. All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 952 area code. Hello, 952.
Hello.
Who's this?
My name is Julie.
Hi, Julie. What's your question?
Yeah, I have just revolving around my daughter after a breakup. It's just been it's been about a year. And after a 7-year relationship, it's just that he's like playing the victim and, you know, causing a lot of disrupt to my daughter. And I just wanted to meet with his family and stuff. And I just wanted to see if things will smooth out this year.
Well, here's
for
the
her.
Thing. What's going on with your daughter here is that she was, and I'm going to use this word, it's a sharp word, the relationship was sort of toxic and addicting. It was not a happy love relationship. I feel like that she kept trying to change herself to be what she thought he wanted her to be instead of her being herself. So here's the thing, is that what this year is looking at is that this year looks like she meets somebody else that makes the ex look like he was a real dork.
Okay. Yeah, he did up and leave her with no notice, and then he's now engaged, so it's a real...
Yeah, well, you know what? I think, here's the thing, is that I think she dodged a bullet. I really do think that... that he was not the one. He was not the one. I mean, the fact that you can be with somebody that long and then just up and, you know, it seems as though he was using her as a placeholder and not as a serious relationship. And she kept killing herself to try and be what she thought he wanted her to be. And he ultimately ended up not choosing her. So the biggest struggle I see going on with her is recreating or re-embracing her authentic identity of who she is first. Here's the thing, is she's perfect the way she is as soon as she relaxes back into who she is. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, she was young too, 16 to 23. He didn't ever date
right,
anyone.
Right.
The only
yeah,
person.
I mean, he was her first, you know? He was her first. And I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this going, she dodged a bullet because the next relationship that she gets into feels so refreshing and so freeing and so authentic that she will really see how fake this other one was.
Mm.
Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do. Very much so.
Okay.
I just hoping something comes through. I know you got to go, so.
Oh, no. I want to ask you a question. Is she in school?
She's a teacher.
She's already got her degree. She's already teaching, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. One of the things that I would suggest that your daughter do, which is going to sound really odd, but I would suggest that she takes up an extracurricular activity, specifically Toastmasters, which is for her to develop her public speaking skills. So it's not about speaking in front of students. It's about speaking, you know, about a subject she knows because she's, you know, teaching people something. I want her to get so comfortable public speaking that she might actually even win contests. Because what I'm seeing here is that the man that she ends up meeting moving forward is a man that actually is either real high up in a company or owns his own business. He is not married. He doesn't have kids. This guy is actually I know, right? This guy is would be a mom's dream. But she's got to get out of her ritual and routine to meet him. And that's the thing that has me most concerned with her, is that she is still doing the same thing the same way and expecting different results. Because she's got to let this one go. She dodged a bullet. She needs to thank God that he's not in her life anymore. Seriously. And I hope that you can relay that message to her, or perhaps as a, you know, treat, perhaps you treat her to a reading with me, and I'll tell her that.
That's what I'm going to do.
All right, my friend. Mention that you heard about me on my radio program, because you get a special discount. All right, my friend. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later.
Okay,
yep. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from... I'm looking, area code 212. Hello, 212. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Mary.
Hi, Mary. What's your question today?
Okay, my question has to do with whether I will be meeting my life partner this year. I've signed up with a matchmaking service, and I'm not sure if I should continue with the investment.
No, do not continue with the investment. Dump that. Seriously. I am so against, this is my personal opinion, so it bleeds over into my psychic opinion. I really think that there was a time when online matchmaking was really a great thing, but what I'm seeing here is that you're not going to meet him by the matchmaking service. As a matter of fact, you may have already met a couple of men that make you kind of go, oh, I don't think so, that the vibration... with them was like, oh, hell no. So what I want you to do is don't do the third time's a charm here with this one. Just decide that you're not going to invest in it anymore. Because what I'm seeing here is there's a man that is likely to be a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio that you meet when you decide to learn something new. So I don't know if that's how to make egg rolls, you know, in a special cooking class. I don't know if that's a wine tasting group that you get involved in. But what I'm seeing here is that you meet this man socially, but also when you're learning something. And that's the best kind of relationship, because this man makes it very clear very quickly he's interested in you. And then you find out that he's a professional and that he doesn't have any baggage that would be a deal breaker with you. And because here's the thing, Mary, I like that you're picky. I really do. I really like that you're picky. You're going to draw a man to you that is equally high maintenance, which I don't mind. Because, you know, the advantage of having someone in your life that's high maintenance is they understand when you have certain quirks that you need to be high maintenance about yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. The couple of losers that you just met should give you the heads up that the online or service that you signed up for is not for you, okay? Instead, I'm going to give you, I don't know if you were listening earlier when I was speaking with Jessica about the water. I'm going to give you a different task with yours, okay? First thing I want you to do is I want you to write down the five things that you're looking for in your companion of choice. And I'm going to use those words, companion of choice, all right? Because
mm-hmm.
the reason I like those words is because you want somebody you can be with till you're 80.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not about the sex, although, you know, that's a bonus. It's not about the sex. It's about being with somebody that you can actually really be yourself with. And I don't know what these other two losers that were looking for, but I think they were kind of looking for a sugar mama in some way, somebody that was established and knew what she wanted in life, that they could actually coast. And I'm telling you, that's not the guy you're supposed to be with. This guy is likely to be connected with the law in some way. So I don't know if he's a police officer or a detective or FBI or even an attorney, but he's connected with the law in some way. And what I like about that for you is that you have a very, very high sense of right and wrong when it comes to things. You kind of look at things very black and white, that there's very little gray area with you. that the more that there are rules, the more comfortable you are. So let me go back to the exercise I want you to do. Is I want you to get 3 bottles of distilled water, and on the outside of the bottles of water, I want you to write companion of choice. Now, the reason I'm having you use those specific words is that, again, you're looking for someone that you can be with for many, many, many years. That it is an evolution and codependency that happens when you're with the right person. The reason I'm putting companion is because of that. The reason I'm using the word choice is that this is the person you most want to spend time with. This is the person that if you want to hang out on a Sunday and listen to my radio broadcast in your jammies together, you could. All right? This is the guy that if you find a coupon for a buy one, get one free thing at a restaurant or half price off a bottle of wine for a restaurant, you have no problem calling him and saying, dude, got a coupon for our favorite restaurant for half price on the wine. You want to go? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
When a new move. Okay, in other words, this guy needs to be an enhancement of a very best friend. And that as soon as you look at it that way, you're the one evaluating him, not the other way around. It's not about you impressing him. It's about him impressing you. So you're going to write companion of choice on these 3 bottles of distilled water. You're going to write down the 5 things that you want in a relationship on an index card. You're going to place the index card under the first bottle of distilled water. And every morning you're going to drink a glass of that water.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's going to make you aware of people that might be a better fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's even interesting about this is companion of choice goes to all areas of your life. So what you may see happen is those friends that really aren't as giving as you are may fall away.
Yeah, that has been an issue in my life. I think that I've been more of a giver in most cases.
Right.
And
so
this is
the year of receiving. The
yeah,
year
I need
of
to
receiving. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. Every single bit of this is good for you, which is exactly what we want. So every morning, you're going to drink a glass of water from your companion of choice water, all right? You're going to start getting very stingy with your time. You only start spending time with people that actually make you feel more like you, that love and accept you for who you are, and that it's not about hitting you up for a favor every single time they call you.
Okay.
And when those friends call you and you know they're about to hit you up for something, ignore the call. Or if they text you and say, hey, dude, can you help me with blah, 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 say, gosh, I'd really like to help you, but I don't have access to that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to step back from being such a giver, because I'm telling you that this guy... And I'm going to use these words very cautiously, is as close to a knight in shining armor as you're going to find, this new guy. And it's not through the dating service.
Oh, great.
So dump the dating service because it's expensive and it's not doing anything for you. And what I don't like, the other thing I don't like about dating services, because I've had so many people call me after they've been conned by somebody they've met through a dating service, is specifically because of that. Too much of your information out there that doesn't need to be out there.
Mm. Yeah.
So just say, you know, tell them when you decide to discontinue the service that your psychic says to give it a break for a while.
All right, will do.
They're going to go, oh, geez, okay. All right, you, thanks for calling. See you later.
Oh, wait, could I just ask, when do you think I will meet this guy?
Actually, this year is a very, very positive year. I mean, this guy could come into your life any time. I mean, he's like right here. So we had the couple losers that we dated through that site, the online thing. And now that you've freed yourself from that, you're going to be more aware of potential guys moving forward. It's a very good romantic year for you. This year.
Ooh.
I know, right? Gotta go. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you, Mona.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I've got somebody. Okay. I'm going to take a drink of water. I'll be right back.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now.
Okay, I'm back. So I have to tell you, my little app is $1.99 that you can download on your phone, either an iPhone or Android. And once you download it on your phone, you can ask as many questions as you want. So if you're about to go on a first date, or if you're about to go into a meeting, or if you just want meditation of the day, it's $1.99 for all the questions you can think of as long as you own that phone. It's very cool. All right, I'm going to go to area code 631. Hello, 631. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne, and I was going to ask about my love life, too. I'm going on a blind date. About a half an hour, and I went on one last Tuesday. I'm not sure about him. He seems to like me. I seem to like him, but I don't know.
Okay, so, oh, you mean the one today?
No, the one from last week.
Okay, so here's the guy that's coming up in your cards, and by the way, I'm hearing a really bad echo on your line. Do you have the computer up?
Uh-uh.
Hmm. Okay.
How is this
right,
better?
Let me see. Oh, yeah, that's better. Okay, so whatever you were doing, whatever you just stepped away from, just worked. So there's a guy here that's very, very smart. What I like about him, I'm still hearing the echo. What I like about him, and I got to move my earpiece away from my ear because I need to be able to speak without hearing my voice echo back. So
okay.
If it seems a little detached, it's not you. It's because I have to remove the earpiece. So here's what I'm seeing, is that there is a man that is very, very smart. He's witty. He's a lot of fun to be around. The thing that's going to set you back a little bit is he doesn't seem to be that sexually motivated towards you. In other words, he's somebody that he will not have sex with you until he actually feels like there is a intellectual or smart connection, a brain connection is what I'm getting. The thing is that this guy initially might kind of bore you because you don't pick up the sexual vibe right away, but what I'm telling you is that he could actually be a wonderful partner for you moving forward. So if you think about it as though someday sex is not going to be interesting to you at all, this guy is going to be the most fun person for you to be around. So I really want you to look at this relationship a little differently than the way you've looked at other relationships, because this one does not vibe sexually initially. It vibes intellectually. The fact he's really fun to be around, he's really easy to be around, that's the guy I really like for you. So I know that's a little out of your comfort zone, but what I'm seeing is that this guy's coming up really positively. So I hope that helps.
Is it the one from last week or the one I'm meeting today?
I'm not sure. This guy usually resonates to an Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini, so he's an air sign.
The one I met last week, Libra.
Oh, okay. It could be Mr. Libra, because what I like about him is if you really tone down the sex part, don't make it about actual physical sex, that this man could be a wonderful ongoing relationship. So really put the sexual stuff on the back burner, and I can't say that enough, obviously. it's about developing a like interest, fun to do things together kind of relationship. All right, my friend, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Have fun.
Thank you.
See you later. All right, I've got somebody here. So sometimes, you guys, when you have the computer on, it'll echo in my phone, and I'm not sure if you guys can hear it, but I can hear it in my ear. So when I go to your call, there's like a 5 or 6 second delay. So when I actually announce your area code, if you can immediately turn down your computer or actually even step into another room, that would be super helpful to me. So I've got somebody here from the 313 area code.
Hi.
Hello, 313.
Happy New Year to ya. Happy New Year to ya. Happy New Year. Hi, how are you?
Who's this?
Sherelle. Hi, how are you?
Oh, hey, Sherelle. Okay, what's
how
your
you
question
doing,
for
sweetheart?
Me today? I'm doing
great. How you doing? I'm gonna get to my question. I gotta ask how you doing first. I know you want to get
you
to
are
other
so
people.
Sweet. Well, here's the thing is that we can't get into the whole social thing because I've got all these other calls lined up, and you wouldn't believe the nasty emails
say.
I get from people that didn't get on the air.
Oh Lord, I just wanted to say hey, how you doing? And I get straight to my question. Okay, now. I haven't heard from Sam going on 2 months now, and I was wondering, what's the issue with that?
Okay, so here you are, this absolutely magnificent, amazing woman. Here you are, perfect.
Perfect.
And Sam has some issues. He did not have a good year in 2015. And it may have been because something he started to do or a job that he started to do didn't go as well as he had hoped. But I'm telling you, he still regards you favorably. He's just got some crap going on that has actually nothing to do with you.
Okay. I got texted, no response. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, stop texting him. Stop reaching out to him.
No, I haven't.
Stop being.
I haven't in a
okay.
whole month.
Good girl. I'm really, really, really proud of you. What's going to happen here in the next couple of months is you're going to run into him out in public. Something's going to, coincidentally, you're going to run into this guy. And when you do, he's going to act like there's nothing wrong between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go along with that, girl.
Okay.
And do not text him after you see him.
Okay.
Wait until
so
he reaches back. Yeah,
so when
you
say
have to,
act like, how does going to change anything?
Well,
when you
say
act like...
Here's what I'm getting, is that, first of all,
okay.
I think you can do better than Sam.
Yeah.
You were asking about him, but I think you can do better than him. I think you've got way too much to offer to be wasting your time on him. That's my opinion, all right? That's my gut feeling, is here you are, this magnificent woman, and this guy that doesn't even deserve to have your attention is getting your attention.
Right.
Okay, so what I would like you to do instead, because I still think you're going to run into him, all right? And lucky for you, you're going to run into him when you're
well,
looking especially cute.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully I'll be going out of state.
Okay,
with my family.
So here's what I'm seeing, is that it's time for you to get involved in an activity that includes men. Some extracurricular activity. I don't care. Well,
You said get an activity that includes who?
Men.
Okay.
You know, learning something where there's men there,
mm-hmm.
like taking a class or getting involved with something where there's men. Because what it's saying here is that you've been kind of cut off from these social circles that could introduce you to new men, and you're ready to meet a new man. I really would like you
I
to
know.
Put Sam. I think Sam needs to be a 2015 past romance, and that you need
yeah,
to look forward
exactly
to.
That's what I said.
Good girl.
And that's
good
why
girl.
I haven't talked to him since 2015.
Okay, but that's fine. Here's the thing is that I firmly believe, as I get more and more mature, I believe that the people that are meant to be in my life will make an effort to be in my life. And that
True.
The people that are not supposed to be won't. And when I relax into the idea that the universe, that God is always supporting me, that I'm always
yes.
being shown the best thing for me, when I relax into that, and then I take it one step further, and then I believe that the people that are meant to find me will find me, it covers everything mm-hmm. in my life.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes I tell people to go to the dollar store, to the grocery store, and buy one of those candles, either a Mary candle
white
or a Jesus candle. And you actually light it and read the prayer on the back of the candle. And you stand there
That's
for a minute.
That's a good idea.
Every mm-hmm. morning, you just light a candle for yourself, read the prayer on the back of the
okay.
candle, and go about your day as though, you know what? I am blessed. I am going in the right direction. Everything's perfect.
Yes.
And if you can just dump Sam as a choice, as a option, if you can just dump him out of
I
your
am.
Vibration, good girl. Good girl. Because all he'll cause you, even if he were to reach out to you, all he would cause you is pain. So don't do
mm-hmm.
anything that causes you pain.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Gotta go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a
See
good
you later.
Day.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lena. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, Lena. What's your question?
I started a job in November, and my boss is just a tyrant. And I just, it's not giving me enough hours, and it's like 45 minutes from where I live, and I'm really considering looking for a new job, so I want to see if you see a new job coming up for me, or this lady going to lay
okay.
off me.
Two things. I don't know if we've ever talked about this book before, Lena, but there's a book out there called The Four Agreements. It's by
okay.
Ruiz. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You can probably find it in a used bookstore or on Amazon for just a couple bucks because it's been out for a long time. But it's a really,
mm-hmm.
really good book. The overview of The Four Agreements are... always do your best, always keep your word, make no assumptions, and take nothing personally. Those are the four agreements, all right? The reason I'm telling you that is that, yes, your boss is a dick. I don't like him. He's a dick. I agree with you.
It's
but
a hawk.
Here's, okay, well, whoever, your boss is a dick or a
yeah.
bitch, whatever you want to say. I'm just saying I can see the discomfort here. Part of the reason she is what she is that she doesn't want anybody to be better than her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what you do is that if you can do the Oreo method when you talk to her, okay? Do you know what the Oreo method is?
No, I don't.
Okay. And this is what good supervisors do. It's also what good employees do, right? So what you do is you say something nice. Then you throw in your request, and then you end it with something nice. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's say her first name is Sally. Sally, I am so glad that you have me on the schedule for next week. Thank you so much for having me on the schedule. Then your request goes next. You know, I'm available for additional hours, so if you need anyone at the last minute, just let me know. And then say, thank you so much for having me on the schedule. That's the Oreo
mm-hmm.
method, okay?
Okay.
It's where you say something in gratitude or something that's truthful and complimentary first. Then you throw your request in the middle, and then you end it with something positive at the end.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Now, usually working with anybody that way tends to serve you in the most positive light you can possibly imagine. What it's saying here is that there is a new job coming to you. I want you to start looking. I
mm-hmm.
want you to start looking for a job that's closer to home so you
mm-hmm.
don't have a 45-minute commute. And what it's saying is that within the next 7 weeks, you change jobs.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Okay, but what you do in the meantime
yeah.
is you treat this
yeah.
job like it's the best job you've ever had. You don't
mm-hmm.
take anything that this woman does personally. It's not a reflection
mm-hmm.
on you. It's how she's wired.
Right.
Okay? So as soon as you don't take what she does personally, that it's, you know, usually any complaint that somebody makes out there about you or, and this is a good self-examination thing, usually it's a complaint about themselves.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, there's that old saying from grade school, takes one to know one, right? So the thing is that whenever someone says something nice to me, I actually use that phrase. So if someone says, mm-hmm. Mona, you were so helpful, then I'll say, well, you know, it takes one to know one.
Right.
So what happens is that it positively reinforces the mirror that somebody else sees in you.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens now is that your boss is going to think you're one of the most cooperative employees, and you're going to end up getting more hours.
Mm, wow, I like that.
So all you have to do is take nothing that she does personally, just mm-hmm. work the politics where you are to your advantage.
Well, that's a big test of faith for me, because she is, every day there's a drama.
Okay, but that's her mojo, not yours. Don't collapse into it. All you did,
right.
Matter of fact, I want you to look for things she does really well.
Mm-hmm. She does do
okay.
things well.
Then what you say is, okay, tell me one of the things she does really well.
She's good on the computer.
Okay. Is there something that she does that everybody else sees that she's really good at, besides being good on the computer?
No, it's just me and her in the office. She doesn't have any other employees.
Okay. What you need to do is realize that what's going on with her is her. She has not been able to keep an employee because she's a bitch. Okay.
Right.
So what you do is that any reason at all that you can do something nice, do it, because you're only going to be there till you find the next job that you like better.
Yeah.
So if you keep looking at each day as though it's the last day of work, it's going to make this feel more comfortable.
Okay.
Okay. So if you bring in gluten-free oatmeal cookies this week,
yeah.
just say, I brought in gluten-free oatmeal cookies for us this week because, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm watching the crappy carbs.
Yeah.
All right, girl, got to go. Thanks for calling. All right, see you later.
Okay.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 559 area code. Hello, 559. Who's this?
This is Evelyn.
Oh, hi, Evelyn. What's your question?
Oh, hi, Mona. Mona, I'm sorry. I said your name wrong. That's, sorry.
That's okay. People mess up my name all the time.
I know, but I don't like it when people mess my name up, so I'm sure you don't like it either.
Well, Evelyn's one of my favorite names, so I don't think that it'd mess up your name.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. My question is regarding a man named Danny. Just want to know what the cards have to say regarding him and I.
Run away?
Not a runaway.
Seriously. Your cards are, I'm sorry, I'm just going to be really blunt. Your cards are so awful connected with this man. It literally, they say run away from him. That all he does is make you feel uncomfortable or unsure of yourself. There's I don't know that you could have gotten any worse cards connected with a person as the ones that you just got. So even though you think this one has potential, I want you to take a big, giant step back. And you might start it with the I'm glad we're friends sort of words. I'm glad we're friends. But do not at all take this romantically, because all he'll do is hurt you.
Okay.
So when I say run away, I'm serious. Run away. He's really bad news.
Wow. Well, good to know that.
Yeah, just this one is, you could do much, much, much better than this one.
Do you see any prospects coming along this year?
Well, okay.
One
of the energies that I see going on around you right now is there's a part of you that doesn't think you deserve to have a wonderful relationship. So you keep attracting losers, that the last couple of years have been a series of losers. And so it's saying that you need to fish from a different pool or pond in this case, that you you need to go a little outside of your comfort zone to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm seeing is wherever you're meeting these men, not healthy. It's almost as if I could say that you're meeting these guys that are fresh out of an AA meeting.
Oh, damn.
That there's... What?
I said, oh, damn, that's not good.
No, I mean, it's like... I don't want you to be the transition girlfriend. I don't want you to be the person that helps them feel stronger while they're healing themselves in some way. Because what I keep getting here is that you just keep attracting the wrong and the toxic people.
Okay.
So, but I'm sorry.
No.
So, what I'm getting is that the way to meet a man that's more quality for you is by, and I always tell people this, take a class or learn something where it's both genders. So it could be a bowling league. It could be public speaking. It could be cooking or wine tasting classes. But what I'm telling you is that you're more likely to meet a quality guy that way than you would ever meet a guy the way you've been meeting him. Because this most recent one, incredibly toxic for you. And I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hello. My name is Latima.
Okay. I can barely hear you. What did you say your first name was?
Latima.
Latima. What's your question?
I have an interview coming up next week, Tuesday, for an apartment. I want to know, did you see this being like a good idea for me or not?
To take the new apartment?
Yeah, do you see me getting an apartment? Or do you see, like, it being a hold up?
Actually, what it's saying is that there's something that happens in the next 3 weeks that puts you in the perfect living space. So when I say living space, it may be a sort of different arrangement than you initially thought, but that
mm-hmm.
if you open yourself to the idea that you're being guided, because the cards are talking about that. Be open
mm-hmm.
to being guided to the right living situation.
Okay.
Because what I'm seeing is that you get news of that within the next 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So just be very, very...
about the rent, and the rent is going to be, like, you know, kind of be sky high. Because I have a voucher that's going to last for, like, 5 years. That's going to help me pay the rent. And I was thinking, like, you know, what if in 5 years I go in debt and I don't have the money to pay it, I'm going to be stuck. Or so I'm like, is this going to be like a good idea for me?
Okay, I'm just telling you that you're getting
mm-hmm.
these cards of being divinely guided. So I want to actually say you're being guided by the angels, you're being guided by God to the
mm-hmm.
right space. So what
okay.
I would do is start asking at maybe your church or any place that actually helps people to find the best living situation. That's what I'm getting, is that if you allow yourself to be guided, you'll end up in a better place than if you try and do it all on your own. So I hope that helps, my friend. Thanks for calling. See you later. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 202 area code. Hello, 202. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline. What's your question?
I've been single for like about 4 years now, and I was just wondering if you see me ever getting into a relationship.
Boy, ever is such a strong word. let me see. Hold on. Yes. It's funny because you remind me of a gal earlier in the program. You have a very, very high standard of what looks like a good relationship for you. And what it's saying here is that you're very serious. It's hard for you to find things that make you spontaneously laugh or take advantage of something. So, and you're going to think this is the weirdest advice that I'm going to give anybody, is that I want you to find things to do that make you spontaneously laugh and have fun. Because the reason why you haven't met anybody in the last few years is because you're being viewed as too serious, too intense, okay? Now, I'm telling you, some of my favorite people in my life are serious and intense, but I can't take them in large quantities. I have to take them in small quantities. So I'm not worried about how attractive you are. I'm not worried about how smart you are. I'm not worried about how loyal you could be in a relationship. I'm worried that there's not a lot of place for fun in your life. And so what I want you to do is I want you to make a list of things that you find fun that are not obligatory. Like some people go, oh, I love my Zumba class at my gym. That's fun. But it's also something that you do because you want to stay in shape. Instead, I want you to find 3 to 5 things that you do that actually bring you joy. I'd love it if you grabbed a girlfriend and every week went to a comedy club. Every week. Every Friday night is comedy night. And the reason I'm telling you that is that as soon as you are viewed by a man that sees you laugh, that's how you meet him.
Okay. Yeah, you're right about that. Makes sense.
Okay. Well, you know what? I do not believe, Jacqueline, that there are accidents. I really believe that the mm-hmm. people that are meant to find me will find me. Okay? So I'm looking at your cards. You are the most perfect woman ever. The only thing missing is that you need to be spontaneous. You need to be able to lighten up. You need to be somebody that is fun to be around. You're probably going to end up attracting a serious guy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that once you find an activity that, you know, he may go to comedy clubs every Friday night specifically because he doesn't know how to detach from work at the end of the week, and that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, okay. I mean, you getting on a bowling league, which is so out of character for you, would be the coolest thing for you to do. Because when people would ask you, Jacqueline, what do you do for fun? Right now you can't answer that question.
Oh,
because
no,
you don't
I cannot.
Do a lot of... Okay,
no.
So my whole 2016 assignment for you, your make a commitment to something, resolution.
My job?
Your resolution in 2016 is to have more mm-hmm. fun. One year I made a resolution to drink more champagne. It was a great year. Because I just decided I was going to drink. Now, not that cheap crap, the really good champagne, like the ones that, you know, Moët Chandon's my favorite, and it's not that expensive. So, but I'm telling you, the more fun you have, you're going to be on so many dates in 2016 if men can see you having fun.
Okay.
All right, my friend, got to go.
Okay,
thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Thank you for tuning into Psychic View. Mona broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. Follow Psychic View on Twitter for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please mention Psychic View for a special discount. Didn't get on the air today? Contact Mona through her website at www.mona.vegas or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.